From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The United States takes a cautious stance in the wake of the attempted military coup in Turkey. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup. In Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he supported bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup in Turkey to justice, but warned the government against going too far while restoring order in the country.
We stand squarely on the side of the elected leadership in Turkey, which President Obama and I both stated in the course of the events, in the early hours as they were unfolding that night. But we also firmly urge the government of Turkey to maintain calm and stability throughout the country. And we also urge the government of Turkey to uphold the highest standards of respect for the nation's democratic institutions and the rule of law.
Turkey's state-run Anadolu News Agency reported that almost 9,000 officers have been suspended and 6,000 members of the judiciary and military have been detained following the attempted coup Friday. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, called for international observers to be stationed at detention centers to make sure those accused of being involved in the coup attempt have access to lawyers and their families. Erdogan said Sunday he is receptive to reinstating the country's death penalty in the aftermath of the coup attempt, but EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini warned that such a step may end Turkey's EU membership hopes. This is VOA News. The Republican National Convention moves today to a focus on the economy, a day after Melania Trump told a primetime audience her husband Donald is an amazing leader and the only one who can deliver change for the United States. Today's speakers in Cleveland include some of the party's most prominent figures, including House Speaker Paul Ryan and former presidential candidates Chris Christie and Ben Carson. Melania Trump said, "If you want someone to fight for you and your country, I can assure you he's the guy." The Slovenian immigrant has been largely unseen during the presidential campaign and used part of the address to tell her personal story. However, her speech prompted questions about its origins after journalists noted striking similarities in one passage to an address Michelle Obama gave at the Democratic National Convention in 2008. Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort said the speech belongs to Mrs. Trump.
The words that she used are words that were personal to her. The fact that there are things like care and respect and compassion, those are not extraordinary words. And certainly when you talk about family, they're normal words.
There was a heavy police presence with officers from other states joining their colleagues in Cleveland yesterday. The deadly truck attack in France and the ambush killings of police officers this month and a few days ago in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, have heightened fears of violence in Cleveland. A community in the southern U.S. state of Louisiana held a vigil last night honoring one of three police officers killed by a former U.S. Marine. Hundreds of people gathered at a church in Baton Rouge for what has become a familiar ritual of grief and support both there and in other places across the country. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said during a press conference Monday that the gunman's actions were pure, unadulterated evil. The governor said he came here from somewhere else to do harm to our community, specifically to lawmakers in our community.
And we are going to find a way in Baton Rouge and around the state and around the country, I believe, to come together and out of this tragedy. We're going to be stronger, more united than ever. And it's going to be difficult. It's not going to happen overnight.
Military officials identified the masked gunman who shot the officers Sunday as Gavin Long of Kansas City, Missouri. He served in the Marines from 2005 to 2010, including a deployment in Iraq. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an axe and knife attack on a German train that left at least five people injured, but authorities say it appears the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police as he fled the scene appears to have self-radicalized and had no direct link to the extremist group. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.